Item 3A, this is an update on the officer-involved shooting at the Civic Center UN Plaza Station. We will have a couple presentations on this, and Mr. Wakeman, please.
Mr. President, we have a an update from the chief, and I believe that the independent police officer has a few remarks to make as well following the chief's presentation.
Good morning. Kenton Rainey, Bard Police Department. As you're aware, we had an officer-involved shooting last Sunday evening on July 3rd at our San Francisco Civic Center and Union Plaza platform. And I'd like to bring the board up to date with processes as far as what's going to happen going forward. Because it occurred in San Francisco Police Department Homicide Detail, representatives from the San Francisco District Attorney's Office responding to the scene along with our criminal investigators and members of our internal affairs unit. Currently, there are four separate entities that have ongoing, open, and active investigations into the circumstances surrounding this incident. This includes San Francisco Police Department, which is the lead agency, the San Francisco District Attorney's Office, BART Police Department Internal Affairs, and the BART Independent Auditor. Approximately 40 witnesses have been identified to date. Some were identified that night by responding officers who cordoned off the crime scene. Others have come forward as a result of our encouragement in the media that any and all potential witnesses contact our department at 510-464-7040. All of the interviews are being conducted in the presence of the same investigators from San Francisco Police Department, San Francisco District Attorney's Office, and one of our criminal investigators. As in any investigation, the main impediments are contacting or recontacting witnesses and logistics of scheduling the interviews based on their schedules. To date, 9 eyewitnesses have been interviewed face-to-face. 10 potential witnesses have been interviewed over the phone. As information becomes available in the criminal investigations process, it's being shared with our internal affairs unit and the independent auditor. In addition, part of the incident was captured on BART CCTV. The video was turned over to San Francisco Police Department and is part of the criminal investigation. San Francisco Police Department does not want the video released until they had a chance to interview the identified witnesses. The logic behind this investigative reasoning is so potential witnesses recall what they saw that night and not be tainted by what they view in the media. And I concur with this reasoning. Although our CSI personnel responded to the incident, the crime scene was processed by San Francisco Police Department CSI unit, and they are in possession of all of the physical evidence. I want to stress that officer-involved shootings are complex investigation, and San Francisco does not have a strict timeline on completion date or when they are going to present their case to the district attorney's office. One of the last reports that criminal investigators receive in these type of case are the medical examiner or coroner's report, which includes the autopsy and toxicology reports. Generally, these investigations can take months to conclude. However, internally, San Francisco Police Department wants to be able to provide their chief with a progress report in 45 days.
Director Sweet.
Chief Rainey, when you were giving your report, you talked about who was being interviewed and who was doing the interviewing. You said that it was San Francisco that was conducting the interviews and that BART had a representative there. Is that representative our civilian auditor? Is that the person that can be involved as well?
No, this is the criminal investigation, and one of our criminal investigators from our detective unit is present.
Okay. Is it possible to, because one of the things that we did when we put this whole new process together with the auditor and the civilian review board was to allow questions, even if he can't talk to the witnesses directly, but having the ability to write down questions for whoever is doing the interviewing to answer his questions as well, because they may be different questions than the police come up with. Is that possible to have happen?
That's something that we can possibly request the San Francisco Police Department, but we do not control their investigation. But we also, our internal affairs unit will be conducting an administrative investigation as well. And any questions that we feel have not been asked or answered, we have the ability to ask questions during that process.
Okay. Well, part of Mark Smith's duties will be to ask questions.
Yes, absolutely.
To get his investigation underway. And I think the only way possible is, and again, I know that there are certain rules in place, but if he can write them down so that some sworn officer can ask these questions, that would be wonderful because, again, eyes and ears of the board are that civilian end of it.
And I don't want to speak for Mark. I'm sure he's going to step up, but I've made it very clear to my staff that he's to have their full cooperation.
Thank you.
Mr. Smith, did you have some comments to make?
I did. Thank you. Good morning. I'm Mark Smith, the independent police auditor for BART. I should maybe quickly start by echoing some of the chief's comments with regard to how the investigation is structured. I understand it to be very much the same way he understands it. I have an interest in being there to fulfill my role of asking questions, whether it be through an officer, of every BART police investigation. However, this one, as the chief mentioned, is a little bit unique to my understanding, and as I learned when I started here, that San Francisco Police Department is in control of it as far as the criminal investigation goes. The positive thing that I have is that I've been in direct contact with the internal affairs of BART Police Department, including determinations of my involvement and ability to ask questions that it has been specifically discussed, terms have been agreed upon, and so I expect that to ensue shortly. The San Francisco Police Department, as far as their control of the investigation, is something I obviously have no control over. And so it makes it a little bit more tenuous or difficult to insert myself into their process as long as they own that part of the investigation. The short way of saying that is I understand what the chief said about the arrangement of this investigation. It's a multi-layered investigation. It includes complexity, but I think it also includes a lot of accountability, which is a positive thing. Beyond that, I just wanted to state briefly it's my responsibility as the independent police auditor for BART to monitor, the BART Police Department's investigation into the officer-involved shooting that occurred on July 3rd. I have already begun to fulfill that responsibility and did so pretty much immediately after the incident occurred through phone conversations with Chief Rainey as well as other members of the BART staff who were very helpful in informing me what they knew. Since then, I've maintained regular contact with BART Police Department's internal affairs investigators who have their own role to play to determine whether officers involved committed any misconduct. I'm continuously making sure that I have all the evidence that they have. I'm reviewing that evidence as it becomes available. As recently as late yesterday, I received some new evidence from the internal affairs investigators, and I'm continuing to do my review. When my review of BART Police Department's investigation is complete, I will release a report of my findings. Separate from that, I just wanted to mention that on Tuesday, as many people know, the Citizen Board had its first meeting, which I think was a very positive event. The members of the board had a chance to introduce themselves to each other, also importantly to hear comments from the public regarding this issue. And just for information, the Citizen Board has decided to meet again next on Monday, July 25th at 9 a.m. to start forming its operational procedures.
Okay, thank you. We have three public speakers. Maybe we can take them now. The first public speaker is Christoph.
So, morning. I have some hopefully helpful suggestions for this, for Mark, the new auditor, also for the media and for you, the BART board. In this investigation, some questions that I really hope you'll begin asking. So it's really just one question, which exposes the problems that we have with what we've heard so far from the BART Police Department in press conferences. On the night of the shooting, I don't know if he's lieutenant now or deputy chief, but Daniel Hartwig, who's here, over here, he was on ABC 7 News, and he said very clearly that no officers were determined to be injured at the scene. Daniel Hartwig here said that. ABC 7 News has the tape. It's online. You can see it. So it's also interesting, the tapes of the dispatch calls are released. None of the police on the scene, when they called in, said that they'd been injured. But somehow, hours after the shooting, when Mr. Rainey over here started giving press conferences, the story had become that one of the officers had suffered a minor cut. We're very curious when that minor cut developed, and whether it developed in conversation or on that platform. Because when I asked on Tuesday Mr. Rainey to tell me if Charles Hill had cut or injured the officers in any way, he refused me an answer. He refused me an answer on the suggestion that it would bias the investigation. As if the investigation isn't already biased, as if the media isn't already reporting that Mr. Hill cut the officers, as if the media isn't already reporting that Mr. Hill was armed and dangerous, and that one of the officers suffered a cut in the fracas. This is a huge discrepancy, so I'd really like for you all, BART directors, to begin asking Mr. Hartwig, how did you determine that the officers were not injured? And for you to begin asking Police Chief Rainey, how did you determine the officers to be injured? And I'll tell you one more thing, it's really interesting. Mr. Rainey was not happy with my questions. Sorry, Mr. Rainey was not happy with my questions on Tuesday. He didn't want to answer them because he said they would bias the investigation, but he did decide to volunteer some personal thoughts, which were really interesting, because what he said was, and it was correct, that officers do not have to wait to be stabbed to defend themselves. True. So which was it? Did the officers wait to be stabbed to defend themselves, or did they not wait to be stabbed to defend themselves?
Okay, thank you. The next speaker is David.
Hello, I'm David, and I post to Indie Bay. I have primarily two thoughts to share with the board today. The first is regarding the protest on Monday and statements that Lyndon Johnson has made. I'm going to go ahead and do it through the words of Tim Redmond from the San Francisco Bay Guardian. He wrote yesterday, "I'm with the protesters on this one. It was important to make a statement to disrupt business as usual and to tell BART that, frankly, we're all sick of this shit. And now BART says it's going to enforce a, quote, zero tolerance policy for protest. BART's Lyndon Johnson says that delay goes to the protesters. That mess, those fringe groups own it. Tim Redmond says he has a couple of questions. That mess of a police shooting, who owns that? Why are people angry for good reason about the BART police suddenly called fringe groups? And when do we get a zero tolerance policy for dubious police shootings?" I'm going to read that last line again. "When do we get a zero tolerance policy for dubious police shootings?" Now I'm going to address the fringe groups thing on my own. I would like to say that on the platform that day, or the various platforms, was Oscar Grant's family, friends, at least two relatives of victims of Oakland and SF police killings. There was people of faith, a few different community groups, a diverse group as far as race, gender, and ages. They were all present and supportive of the action as it was conducted. Many of those people were the very same people who sat in good faith for months of police review committee meetings to form the oversight committee. So these same people that Lyndon Johnson is now calling fringe groups are the same people that you're releasing in press releases saying that the community was involved with helping to form this police review committee and the auditor. My second comment is directed towards Chief Rainey. Frankly, I just want to say, from what I know, I believe that your officers acted like cowards that day on the platform. I don't know if that's them personally or if that's just the training that they get, this BS that they're told today can be the day that you die. We just pump them up full of fear constantly. And I don't just say that off the hip. I've worked with seriously emotionally disturbed teenagers, boys, who were in the level 14 group home for 6 years. Some of these boys were 250 pounds and bigger, over 6 feet, a lot larger than me. I worked with petite women. These kids were this close to going to Byron Boys Ranch. They would bounce in and out of juvenile hall. They were, you know, locked down much of the time of their lives. And we had received something called PART training. And in PART training, a kid can come at you angry, throwing things at you. Yes, sometimes they even had knives. And you know what? We would take them down, two staff, three staff. Three is ideal, but we could do it with two in an emergency. We would take them down, and you know what? No staff ever got seriously hurt, and the kids never got seriously hurt. I think it's completely cowardice to immediately pull out a gun and shoot people. It's you're not putting a high enough value on life. And I also think it's kind of BS, the whole thing about that the cops never have to suffer an injury. I mean, if they're I just don't understand that. It's just not putting a high enough value on life.
Thank you, David. The last public speaker that's filled out a form is Richard Kales.
Board members, I'm Richard. I am a businessman in downtown San Francisco. And while I have the utmost empathy towards anybody who is injured or killed on the streets of any city, I am also firmly against what I think are reactionary groups, anarchists, who are causing demonstrations and shutting down the public's right to access public transportation to get from point A to point B. I think there's a big distinction between that and the death of somebody, but I think that the death needs to be addressed by the authorities, not by people running amok in the streets, disrupting the business community, hoping that the business community will remain on their side. I personally am from Los Angeles. I lived through two major riots there. I've lived through the 1960s demonstrations, and I think that these matters should not involve people roaming through the streets. San Francisco does have a policy of allowing people for any reason, special interest groups, to voice their concerns that block innocent people from getting from point A to B, and I don't think that's solving anything. I think it's just creating hostility within the business community. I think that's best left to the courts and people in the law enforcement to handle. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kales. Are there comments or questions from the board? No. I just had one question. So the video that was taken that from the platform, was there one camera that was, I mean, I don't know if what you can release, if you can't say, but from my understanding from the media, that there was a 15-minute period where it took the officers to respond, and I don't know if there is videotape from that period as well.
I would have to check. I don't want to say off the top of my head and give a wrong response, but we do have CCTV cameras throughout our system, and we have the ability to pull up tapes from various locations. So I'm not the expert in that arena, but I can find that answer out and get back to the board.
Okay, thank you, Chief Rainey. Any other questions or comments?
I had one quick one. So when do we think that SFPD will complete their investigation? Do we have a time?
No, we do not have a strict timeline when they're going to complete their investigations. These investigations are complex, as I stated before. However, their goal is to be able to give their chief an update within 45 days.
Yeah, the only reason I ask why, because I think one of the things that a lesson learned from the Oscar Grant tragedy was that there was no information really going out. Everyone just didn't know. And again, that was through a different set of circumstances. But it's been about 14 days, and we're still not really clear on what exactly happened. You know, I think the fact that we have to balance the value of doing a thorough investigation, but also value against the value of us as a public agency trying to provide as much information for the people that respond. So if you could continue to work with the police department of San Francisco and try to accelerate it. I mean, at this point, I just asked a simple question of, was one of the officers Chinese American? Because I had got a request, and I was told that that would compromise the investigation to figure out who that was, which is fine. So I didn't follow up on that. But I just wanted to know that we are going to get questions like this, and it just makes it more and more untenable for us to say we can't do anything, we can't, because it is very reminiscent of what happened with us in the Oscar Grant situation, which no one would say anything, and the result was it kind of got out of control. Thank you.
Okay. Director Sweet has a...
Well, actually, it's directed to Mark. I guess what we need here as a board is for, and I know you've already said it, but I need to reiterate it, that you have to be a whole lot more hands-on. We are relying on your audit and the Civilian Review Board to give us the information that we need from a totally civilian perspective. And because of that, I know we want everything else accelerated, but we're putting that charge on you guys as well. And it was great to hear that you're having another meeting on the 25th.
Correct. The Citizen Review Board is having a meeting on the 25th.
And any updates that come in prior to that, you will be ensuring that they have in their hands and ready to work with.
Yes. Again, my role so far is to monitor the BART Police Department's investigation, which is ongoing. It's important not to compromise that investigation by releasing information about it to the public while it's still ongoing.
About the Civilian Review Board. When your report's completed, I know that you vet it through them before it comes to the board, and that's important. But in hearing some of the concerns that came out today, it's also important that those get addressed. I mean, some of the questions that came out will probably be addressed in the investigation and investigatory report that you get. But if they're not, make sure that those questions do get out there, that these are things that people want to know. And, well, for the most part, this board wants to know as well. I mean, as much information as you can get or ascertain by getting your questions asked is important, at least to this board member, and I'm sure to the rest of my colleagues too. We want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. On that point, I don't think I could agree more. That's the function of the Office of the Independent Police Auditor. That's my responsibility, is to make sure that the questions that need to be answered and that the Citizen Review Board asks, that other members of the public are asking and wondering about, that the Board of Directors of BART are asking and wondering about, making sure that those questions are answered. And that's the responsibility that I have.
Thank you.
Vice President McPartland.
Mr. Smith, as the independent police auditor, you've been taking a look at, and by the way, thank you for showing up just in time to be baptized by fire. But you've been in this kind of position before, and you've had the opportunity or the responsibility for monitoring the progress of investigations, and reasonably, or I wouldn't say reasonably, but understandably, the public wants to know information that would otherwise potentially compromise the investigation. With your observation of everything that's gone on so far, Is it within your judgment that it's being conducted properly and that the appropriate amount of disclosures that have been made, basically, is the process going or do you see any flaws in the process? I guess that would be the question.
Understood. To this point, everything that I have seen so far has been produced with great cooperation, has been produced to me rapidly, and it's I'm seeing some of the important evidence that I think is crucial to understanding what happened in this case. With that said, I have absolutely no misunderstanding that I have only part of the evidence. And so it's important for me to make sure I withhold judgment before understanding what all of the facts are. And so that's why some of the delay comes in, which is, as you mentioned, understandably frustrating for a variety of reasons. However, to this point, everything that I have received and the cooperation that I've had in receiving the evidence, again, with regular updates pretty much on a daily basis, has been very good in my estimation.
Very good. Thank you.
And then to address Christoph's question, as a member of the public, I know nothing beyond what is I read about in the press, and I'm not privileged to any additional information, and that's a pretty critical piece of information in this investigation. And I will ask our chief of police. I think I know the answer that it won't be coming, but I'll let him address that himself until the investigation is complete. If you could, address about the cut on the police officer's arm.
An officer was injured during that confrontation. As far as the details on how he suffered that injury is part of the ongoing and active investigation.
Thank you.
None of this compromises the investigation in any way whatsoever. It just goes to establishing the factuality of it because Lieutenant Hartwig completely contradicted that and said he determined that none of the officers were injured.
Well, I mean, these questions won't go away and they will be answered. It's a matter of the timing. And Chief, I don't know if you have additional comments to make.
No, I don't.
One last note. The only reason I voice some concern is, you know, in this modern age of media, I just don't want the board to be caught off because, you know, with the Oscar Grant situation, you know, things were just getting thrown at us that we didn't even know about because, you know, we had opted for that policy. So I just wanted to kind of, you know, reemphasize with staff and the police that, you know, we're kind of like the front line of defense in many ways, obviously the police, but, you know, they supposedly the answer to us. And so we have to just be acknowledged. If you could balance those concerns, I think that would be very helpful.